This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's policy on refugees from Haiti violates international law. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you can rationalize it all you want, but no matter how you slice it, the Bush administration's policy on refugees from Haiti is a flat-out violation of international law. A year ago this month, the president of Haiti was overthrown in a violent coup. In the wave of terror that followed, tens of thousands of Haitians boarded rickety boats and set sail for freedom, or at least asylum in the United States, until the repression in Haiti ends. For a generation, the United States has obeyed the fundamental rule of international law that no refugee should be forcibly returned to the country they're fleeing. Initially, the Bush administration accepted that principle. But suddenly, last May, the president ordered all boat people to be sent back to Haiti. If the United States won't obey international law on refugees, who will?
Ted, whether it's a military coup anywhere, or poverty, or unrest in Haiti, we can always count on liberals like you to blame America first. If we don't bring every Haitian to the U.S. who can jam into a boat headed to Florida, you call it a violation of international law or racism. Ted, try removing those foggy bifocals and taking a closer look. International law only applies to persons already inside the United States, not to people rescued on the open sea. The UN delegates made that one crystal clear. And Ted, you also know full well that Haitians rescued at sea are instructed how to file a refugee claim form at the U.S. Embassy. Fact is, real refugees don't need to risk their lives on those rickety boats, but you never tell them that. You like the high drama and the Bush bashing too much. You're always brooding to criticize Bush, Ted, but your alternative would open the floodgates to millions of illegal persons wanting to enter the U.S. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.